Welcome to Christ's Blessing on the 17th day of April, 2016. It's such a privilege to be here on behalf of the one we know as Yeshua, the living Son of God, Christ, and the exemplary person of Christ consciousness that we all aspire to achieve, or if not achieve, at least to receive and understand, to comprehend, and to participate in. So we come to the bounty of His blessing on these Sundays, and we look forward to receiving through Him the grace of God, the wisdom and the love of the Holy Spirit, and all the blessings of the earth as He stands with us in our heart. I always like to start our Sunday blessing call with some community interaction. So I'm going to take a call from Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, you are on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth in New York. I just wanted to ask a blessing for my friend Margaret Avery, who just lost her cat, Max, and she's going through some hard times physically herself, and she's been such a wonderful caregiver, and now she needs some care herself. So I just like to ask for a blessing for Margaret, please.
I've got that right here, Margaret, and I know exactly how she feels.
Thank
God
you.
Bless her, and bless her heart, and thank you for asking for that, and blessings to you, too.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And we have someone from, don't have a name, it's from Toronto, though, and area code 647. You're on. Oh, something
hi,
happened.
Amanda.
Are you, okay, hi.
Hi, my name is Christina. I'm calling from Canada. And it's such a privilege to be able to speak with you finally. I've been reading your book, Love Without End, for many years, and thank you so much for your contribution to our world. You have a very beautiful, pure, and selfless heart. And my question for you is with regards to one of the comments that Yeshua made in the book, which is love is sometimes given and then taken away because God doesn't want us to live in a bubble, but He wants us to continue growing and being turned toward Him and learning how to love one another and not just live in an enclosed environment. And I'd like to ask you what you think about that when it comes to lifelong marriages or relationships, because I'm in my mid-30s, I'm 35, and I'm going through yet another breakup. And even though we love each other very much, I just can't understand what God's purpose could possibly be in this situation with us right now.
I will definitely put you on the blessing list, my dear. It's Christina or Christine?
It's Christina.
Okay. And I don't know what to say about your particular problem because I am not getting any specific information on that. Apparently, it's private, not only between you and me, but also between God and me. Apparently, what's going on is a private thing. But I can tell you this, and that is that the universe and nature and humanity all grow through each of us as evolutionary forward points. You might say each one of us is an evolutionary growth point. We're moving forward. The evolution of the universe, the evolution of the world, the evolution of humanity and ourselves. And it's a little bit like walking. You can't walk without losing balance. You would just be standing forever if you never lost your balance. And the giving and receiving of love has a great deal to do with challenging our ability to find love in new situations, new environments, in new ways, perhaps with the same person. And it may not be that you will have a breakup with this person that you're so close to that you love, but you may need a breakup with the old way you did the relationship. In other words, something needs to breakdown, just like when you plant a seed. That seed has to disintegrate in order for the plant to emerge. And so something is always disintegrating so that something new can emerge. And sometimes it doesn't mean starting over with a new person or leaving behind someone you love. It just means not doing the same thing repetitiously. One of the things I have discovered is that our soul does not like repetition. It doesn't like, our soul likes to always be on the new edge of experience, especially if we're talking about love. Every day, our soul wants to love deeper, more richly, more fully, and discover more true love.
Is it an illusion, then, that I feel like history keeps repeating itself because I'm not learning the right lessons? See, my intentions are good. They are ultimately very good, and I believe in love dissolving boundaries and love being universal. I'm a very, very Christ-centered girl who is very close to the Lord. He is the main part of my life. I go to church. I meditate. I read a lot. I'm very spiritual. He's not there yet. He's looking for God in many different ways. He thinks being part of a particular religious group just minimizes God somehow, you know, and I understand his perspective. But what I'm trying to see is if my lesson here is to perhaps learn to stop loving in my old-fashioned ways because it's just not happening, it's not working, and focus more on inclusion of his differences, you know, accepting his differences, how am I able to grow together with him and move toward God if we are living such different lifestyles?
Well, Christina, I do have to say one thing, and I cannot turn the blessing call into private counseling. It's just not fair to people. And so your questions are going a little bit too far into the personal realm of counseling. But I will say this, and that is that love never wants to stop growing. And if it finds an opportunity to help you grow, it will do that. And it will lead you into that growth pattern. So just follow the growth. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And we have someone now, I think Desmond from Edmonton, Alberta. You're on.
Hey, Glenda, how's it going? It's such a beautiful day here. Like, you know, Canada is not Texas or Corpus Christi, but it's pretty nice now.
Well, the temperature is lovely, but we're having one of those humid spring days with cloudy skies, so, you know, you get that by the ocean.
Yeah,
anyway,
the ocean.
A lovely day in our heart when we embrace love. So what would you like to ask for today, Desmond?
Well, I had two things. I just wanted to make a comment, is that I'm sleeping out under the stars. I got my blessing tree. I'm sleeping right next to my blessing tree. And,
wow.
It's so good, I got to admit. But my grandma Marlene, she's lost a lot of weight. And she has a hyperactive thyroid. She has lupus and for 40 years. And she's doing pretty well. And, you know, she's getting into her 80s. So just want to pray for my grandma's very spiritual. I told her about
yes.
I was going to ask her for blessings. And she just rejoiced. She was so grateful that I told her.
Oh, that's great. And her name is Marlene? Okay. I've got her on my list. Thanks, Desmond.
Thank you, Glenda.
And blessings to you. Let me move on. I see that Nancy is on the call, and I just opened your line, Nancy.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Well, so far we're just doing great.
I want to announce that my mother has passed on.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
We're celebrating her life on Saturday. So I just want to say that we're, I think I'm doing okay, but it's just the transition. And
sure.
She was greeted by her family that had already passed on and had taken her over. So it was a lovely little thing that happened. So
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I also embrace the joy that you will experience with her in the days ahead.
Yes.
I know. I've been there. Because when someone crosses over, we also go through a transformation, and we go through our own ascension, because we gain blessings from those we love who then carry our love to a higher level. And so it's an honor to go to a higher level with someone we've loved. So rejoice in her life, celebrate her life, and allow her to bring you joy in the days ahead.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Well, actually, she already has, but it's like an ongoing thing.
Name, I'll put her name on the list. What's your name, honey?
Betty Sue Dupree.
Betty Sue.
Uh-huh. Betty Sue.
Okay.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Bye-bye. And I see that we have Miss Rabinowitz, who is on our line.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, my husband, I traveled. It was my granddaughter's birthday on the 12th, but today we celebrated it. And today is my husband's birthday. He's gone 3 years, but the end of June it'll be 3 full years. And I kept visualizing sending him everything he loves. And the more I thought of it, the more stuff I remembered of what he loves. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at I'm in my sunroom, and there's this shadow of hearts all over the cabinet and on the ceiling. So I just wanted to, you know, just put out a blessing to David Rabinowitz and wishing him the very happiest of birthdays.
Oh, yes. And I think he's sending you his heart.
Sure.
I think that's,
for
I think
sure.
It's working both ways, my dear.
Exactly.
So thanks for sharing. And yes, we will definitely include him in our blessing. And I see that Chris is on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Glenda. Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, if I might make a quick announcement.
Sure.
Okay. On the ChristBlessing.org, where one can go to listen to recordings of previous blessing calls, and there's now a couple of new buttons on there I just wanted to mention. One is called where you can contact a blessing giver directly if, let's say during the week you find you would like to get a blessing immediately. You can contact one of the people. I think there's over at least 20 people listed there right now. And
that's wonderful.
Growing. And also if somebody wants to learn to become a blessing giver, we have, I believe it was right around 5 spread throughout the country, and I think one over in Europe, that can, and of course down in New Zealand, that one can learn the blessing from
thanks, Chris. That's a very valuable announcement, because we need to expand our blessing givers, and I will very soon be announcing when our next live blessing seminar will be in Corpus Christi. So we're going to be scheduling that before too long, and so everybody watch for that. And was there anything else that you needed to say? By the way, that is ChristBlessing.org. That's
right.
Website.
Yeah, no, that was it. Thanks, Glenda. I appreciate it.
And that's where you can go if you want to listen to previous blessing calls, or just find out more information about how to contact someone, or just read about what we have posted. And we look forward to serving you in whatever way we can. And I just want to make a very brief general announcement that the family that we were raising funds to help is soon to be reunited. And the father has he's in the last stages of recovering from surgery, will be able to travel in about a week back to being with his daughters. So thank all of you who contributed so much. You literally saved a man's life and the life of a very, very lovely, precious family. So I just want to share, well, just all the blessings that we have. And for me, being here, having a bird's eye view of all this good work, seeing what the blessing givers are doing, looking at the lives we influence and affect and getting feedback from so many people on how they're benefiting from it, I am the most grateful person in the world to be a servant of God. It is the highest calling I could ever imagine, is to be a servant of God and to be here just to convey His blessing, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and just to unite with you in your hearts for a little while on Sunday. It's such a wonderful privilege and opportunity to make a difference in the world. And, you know, I really believe that most people actually want to make a difference in the world. And I've had an opportunity in my lifetime more than once to encounter people who were doing bad things on a behavior level. And I didn't judge them. In fact, if they were about to hurt me, I just surrendered and said, okay, all right, we'll do what you want to do. And I just took a moment to get to know them. And I found that what even they wanted more than anything else was to make a difference in the world. And sometimes people resort to negative actions because it's the only thing left for them to show any influence whatsoever in this world. It's almost as if the world is just not acknowledging that they could do anything good. They've been judged until they don't know what ground they stand on. It seems as if their actions are pointless. Their feelings are not appreciated. Their goodwill is not respected or understood, and the only way they can make a difference is to do something negative. It's no different than why a child acts out. I think we've all seen children trying to get attention by doing something that would bring disapproval. And then we express our disapproval and we spend time with them trying to correct that. And it all traces back to the fact that that little spark of love on this world wanted to make a difference. And I think there's so many blessings we can each bring into our life if we will just be mindful every day, just long enough to think about, how could I make a difference for something, anything? It could be watering a plant. You know, it doesn't have to be some great charitable work. You don't have to invent a product that handles pollution or that cures some disease. You don't have to do something that is politically significant. But I think what every heart craves is to make a difference. To be someone who can love, who can receive love, and has a significant presence in the environment. It could be calling someone. It could be writing a letter. It could just be present and available to someone who needs an ear to listen. You'd be surprised how many people have not been listened to in years. Nobody, they talk and talk and no one listens. And I think this is one of the reasons people have so much difficulty praying and meditating, because they don't believe anyone's listening. No one has listened to them unless they shout or get angry or do something to act out. No one listens. And I just want to say to all of you that I really do listen to you. And if you ever write me, you ever want to write, you can send it to questions@lovewithoutend.com. That's my communication line. I'm always here for you. And I really do listen to you, and I remember you in the blessing. And one of the things I always do that makes all the difference in the world before I start any seminar, whether it's a live seminar or a webinar, is I either show up in the room and I look around for a minute before I say anything, and I listen to the energy. Even if it means being late, calling in, I sit with our conference call line for a minute or 2 minutes because I don't want to just rush in not having listened to you, because each of you uniquely and all of you together are sending me a communication signal that I need to listen to. And I think that that's really what I wanted to do today. I really took the time. I paused and I listened and I felt everyone here. And I felt what we might be able to say to one another, what we might be able to share energetically with one another. Even though it's impossible to talk to people around the world without some medium of communication, such as telephone or being in person or email or Facebook or something like that, and these electronic devices have become so shallow, sometimes it's so easy to just type words, and they don't say anything, that because nobody has thought about the words they write, and nobody's listened. It's so much more important to realize that you really are an energetic being. Everything in this universe is energetic. And every time you just pause for a few minutes and you feel the energy around you, just listen. Sometimes we think it's us. Like for right now, I'm feeling the energy around me, just to give you an example, and I'm feeling just a little bit of anxiety. But I know it's not mine. It's not. I'm in complete peace. I was in peace before I entered the room. I have been in peace with every person I've spoken with. I'm in peace with Christ. And yet I feel that little energy of anxiety around me. And that's why I'm opening myself to receive and to let whoever is feeling anxious about life to know that you're being heard. And it's okay to be a little anxious about life. Sometimes we really don't have the answers. Sometimes nobody else has the answers. Sometimes we really don't know what tomorrow will bring. But if we could really just sit with that energy and be with that energy, and it's beginning to subside now just because I'm acknowledging it. You see, this is the way it works. Someone is worried about perhaps their health or their finances or their relationship or whether somebody loves them or whether somebody will be home later or is safely traveling. Somebody's worried. And I could very easily have thought that was me. But because I took a moment to listen, I realized that it's not me. It's someone I need to listen to. And I had to learn this years and years ago. It's very, very important that I say this because I'm an extremely empathic person. I'm very sympathetic also, but I'm empathetic in that I feel with others. I feel along with them. I feel what you feel. And being extremely empathic, I was just flooded with different kinds of emotions, especially after I was with Yeshua, because he broke down the boundaries all around me so that I could receive even more than I was receiving. And it was very, very important that I learn to hear the prayers of other people. and pass their prayers on to God. That was really my first step toward becoming a blessing giver years later, is I first learned how to be an empathic receiver, knowing that what I was receiving was not mine, but I would lovingly receive it and pass it on. Now, I think we have some empathic people in our congregation. I can feel you responding to this statement, what I'm saying. But I'm going to take that a step further for everybody else. And that is for those of you who either are not very empathic or you haven't learned how to master it or direct it on, what you've done is you've built boundaries around yourself to keep feelings from coming in that are not yours. And who could blame you? If you can't deal with it, if you can't pass it on, you don't want to be feeling what isn't yours. You want to be feeling what is yours. So you've built some psychological boundaries around yourself. And in a sense, that however, it does get in the way when we pray, when we meditate, and when we receive blessings from God. Because, let's face it, boundaries work both ways. It keeps things from coming in that we're not ready to deal with, but it also keeps things from coming in that would be a blessing to us. And it can keep our expressions of love from flowing out. So, my recommendation is take charge of your boundaries. Take note, well, first of all, take note of them. Realize that you have them. And accept them as being healthy. Most of them are. Some of us do have scar tissue. And that scar tissue can be pretty thick. And it can create some very, very armor-like boundaries that you may need to work on with some professional assistance or at least some spiritual guidance. So there are those cases where these boundaries have become too defensive, too heavy, too much. But for most of us, they're just moderately healthy and they come and go. And all you need to do is acknowledge them. And I would say before every prayer, before every meditation, take stock of your boundaries and express your appreciation for them and say thank you for protecting me. Now, I would ask that you become permeable to the light and the love of God, because I would like to pray and I would like to receive blessings from God and from the Holy Spirit, or guidance from my angels, or any other wise soul who would like to give me information or direction or guidance. Thank you. And express your appreciation as a way of accepting the fact that this is just like an outer skin. And it's there for a reason. But let it breathe. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to let your attention fall into your heart, uncross your legs, uncross your arms, make sure all your body parts are just uncrossed, okay? No lotus position for this one. We don't want any crossover of energy. We want it flowing in parallel lines from heaven to earth and back to earth and back to heaven, okay? Then now allow your attention to fall into your heart and take a deep breath. Now, as you exhale, see your breath going out way beyond your body and see it dissolving all the boundaries that you've built around your body, whether they're emotional or psychological or social. Just see your breath permeate those boundaries. Now take a deep in-breath and see it coming from the greater space of the universe and permeating those boundaries, coming in to fill your lungs. Breathe deeply, more and more and more, And a little more, just a little more, and hold it. Hold it. Now slowly release it and allow your breath then to permeate all the boundaries, exiting your lungs, moving out beyond your physical body, out beyond your energetic body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, your psychological body, anything that might have needed boundaries to define your existence or protect you from things that were unwanted. It's okay. You're in safe ground now. You're in the presence of God. You're in the guardianship of the Holy Spirit. Now ask Yeshua to come into your heart and be with you in your heart. As you do that, I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua. As soon as I'm finished, I would like you to begin your prayer to him. And the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, the earth, and Yeshua, and your own sacred center. Dear Yeshua, we love you so much, and we trust your presence in our heart. We trust that when you are in our heart and the Holy Spirit fills our space, it is safe to ask. It is safe to receive. It is in the most divine presence that we rest right now in trust and openness for the grace of God, the loving, healing energy of the Holy Spirit. And your most precious love. Thank you for being our friend, our brother, and the one who taught us how to know ourselves as part of God, not separate from God, but as a living part of God incarnate on earth with our own life's work to regain perfect reunion from that which is our source. We ask for healing for those who need healing of their body or their heart. We ask for hope and renewal for those who have experienced loss. We ask for joy for those who need to discover joy. We ask forgiveness for those who are feeling just a little bit unworthy or guilty about anything, that they may know that all is forgiven within the grace of God. We thank you for renewing us in our soul and anointing our heart with your most precious love. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin together. blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to go and receive. So I would ask you to go and lie down for at least 7 minutes. Have nothing on your mind. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be a blank slate on which God and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua can write new blessings for your life. So, from me, bye-bye for now. Much love, and just know how much God loves you. Bye-bye.